My name is Annette Wooten. I'm the executive director for WAVE.
I'm Ricky McKay, and I'm an advocate here at WAVE.
So I heard there's a new support group starting up in early July, and I'm just curious, can you tell me what that group is all about?
It's a program called Seeking Safety, and it's a treatment guide for people who experience PTSD or trauma symptoms and some form of substance abuse or addiction.
Why are you starting that now?
With the federal funding that we received, we were able to add additional staff, which was me. And part of our goals for that funding was to be able to offer support groups to people that were unique. And what is unique about the Seeking Safety program is that it addresses trauma and substance at the same time. So a lot of other programs try to get at one side or the other, but without addressing them concurrently, people can really struggle. So we felt that was a really big need that we wanted to see addressed and decided to do it.
Can you just talk a little bit about the connection between trauma and addiction and maybe why they are co-occurring so frequently?
I'm not a therapist, of course, or a mental health professional, but in my understanding and my training, it's very common for trauma and substance abuse to occur together. Sometimes the trauma happens first and the substance abuse comes as a coping mechanism. Sometimes these substances were present during trauma or in a traumatic childhood, so it was presented as the de facto coping mechanism. Sometimes the roles are reversed, but it is very, very common, we know, for them to be occurring together.
And so it sounds like this grew out of that need. And what about what you've observed in the clients and folks that you work with currently? Can you talk about that at all?
I would say that the desire for the group, which actually came from Annette, was born of what she has seen in her time here and the need for something that does address safety. That's what we love about the group, too, is not only is it unique in addressing that dual diagnosis, but it addresses it in a way that isn't about recovering memories or talking about past trauma. It's about finding safe coping mechanisms right now and establishing boundaries for people and teaching them new skills so that they can come to the group and express what need they have for safety in their life in the present and get some skills for dealing with things so they can move forward in processing trauma with other mental health professionals.
So if someone's interested in this group, what can they expect?
What we'll be doing is meeting together on a weekly basis and just learning those skills, talking about what trauma is, what addiction is, what is safety, what does that look like, and really taking it down to a personal level for each person who's participating in the group. So it's highly individualized for their needs while also having that group connection so that you can meet other people that are struggling with similar issues and see that you're not the only one who's feeling those feelings and having those struggles. And then at the end of each session, we will also work on connections to other resources in the community. So making sure that people have a commitment that they can work toward during the time between meetings is often really helpful because it allows them to do some work that they want to do, and it also allows us to connect people to resources they may not be aware of that are out there. It's important for people who are working through trauma and addiction to have multiple layers of support around them, and this format allows us to build that.
And where would this kind of support group fit into the continuum of care or integrated treatment for someone living with addiction?
We're partnering with and getting referrals from both the medical center and then also from Petersburg Mental Health. So I think in conjunction, it will work pretty well. They are kind of familiar with the program, and this time we're just kind of bringing it into a support group instead of just like a one-on-one session.
Is it appropriate for folks living with active addiction, or is it more a part of the recovery process, or sort of at what point is this an intervention or support?
The only requirement is that someone have a desire to address the addiction that is in their life. It is not abstinence required. There are several different ways that we can work with someone to reduce the harm that may come from their substance use. There will, of course, be parameters in terms of participating in the actual session. You need to be not using at the time for that hour that we're having that meeting, of course, for safety reasons. But as far as standards for coming into the program go, it is not required that you not be using when you enter this program because it's designed to help you reduce your substance abuse and increase your safety. And that's a process. It's not a one-time deal.